Everybody was seated. Mayor Lurie, distinguished guests, Supervisor Matt Dorsey, City Administrator Carmen Chu, City Attorney David Chu, DA Brooke Jenkins, Assessor Joaquin Torres, Supervisor Chen, Supervisor Chan, PD Manu Raju, Executive Director Khadija Alam, Chair Nancy Tung, City Librarian Michael Labert, Director Diana Ochoa, College Board of Trustee Aliyah Christie, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, Commander Luke Martin, and Captain Canning. Thank you all for being here today. We appreciate that. My colleagues from the African American Foundation, Mustafa Babak, Buda Amir, thank you for being here. And our beloved members of our African American community, thank you for being here. My name is Joseph Azam. I'm the chair of the African American Foundation. It's an honor to speak to you today. Mayor Lurie, thank you for your leadership in supporting San Francisco's diverse communities. You walk the walk every day and we see it, so we appreciate that. Your commitment to ensuring that your administration reflects the diversity of the city with people from different backgrounds demonstrates that you understand that what we're celebrating today is not ceremonial. It is a foundational piece of who we are as a city. So thank you for that. So earlier this year, my wife and I brought our daughters to their first baseball game, San Francisco Giants baseball game. It was May 4th. They were playing the Rockies, and they won. And it was like 73 degrees and sunny. And they saw two home runs. So it was like a hallmark day in San Francisco. And those of you who've been to a Giants game know that we get creative around parking for the games. I do too. I work at Cisco. I'm a lawyer for Cisco. And one of the greatest perks I have in my job is that I go to these games and I park at work by the Chase Center. So I did that day. And as we were walking back to my office, our two daughters at the time kept looking around. And I was thinking of all the stories I told them about living in San Francisco, about going to law school at UC Law, about being in federal court, and all the ways our families were connected to the city. But this time was different. As we walked through the streets after the game, taking in the sun and the energy of the city, high-fiving complete strangers, that happened. One of our daughters stopped and looked around, and in the purest voice possible, she said, "San Francisco is so amazing." This wasn't me telling her about San Francisco. This was not me telling her a story of her parents. This was my own daughter reaching her own conclusion, right, about this place that's been so important to our family. And in that moment, I realized something really profound. She was seeing San Francisco not as a place where she was brought, not as a place where her parents spent a lot of years, but as hers, as a place that she belonged and that she had ownership over. And that's actually what we're celebrating today. So I thought a lot about what to say today, and I thought about courage. San Francisco has always been defined by courage. The courage to cross oceans, mountains, and borders in pursuit of something better. From the Gold Rush miners to the families who fought through adversity at Angel Island to refugees from wars from all over the world. This city's DNA is immigrant DNA. That's who we are. And as African Americans, we're part of this story. But our chapter has its own distinct character. You look around today and you'll see that. Some of our ancestors arrived in the 1920s. There's even a record that my colleague Mustafa unearthed many years ago of an Afghan fighting in the U.S. Civil War. For the Union, I should add. Right around the time where California was finding its place as a hub of possibility and of enrichment. But the story that brought most of us here today started in the 1970s, when Afghanistan really changed. After the Soviet invasion, our homeland was reshaped, our families were scattered all over the world, including all over the U.S., and starting in the 1980s, Afghan families began arriving in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, with many of them not chasing the American dream, but as refugees, carrying whatever they could save from a life that they had just lost. It's not an unfamiliar story. Most of the first families, there were doctors, teachers, engineers, government officials, people who had built successful lives, who were professionals, and who had lost everything overnight. They came here with degrees, they needed to recertify, their experience didn't always translate, and they had no savings. But what they really had, which is what this city is all about, is the determination to rebuild. And what our community has accomplished here, straight from that place of loss, shows that something beautiful exists within our resilience and our Afghan spirit. And that promise that cities like San Francisco offers to people like us to start over is exactly why so many of us wanted to be a part of this event today, because this city has helped us start over. Now, some people, I won't name names, might think that Heritage Months are just nice ceremonies, right? They're feel-good events that don't change anything real. I really and very sincerely, and you could say aggressively, disagree. These recognitions matter because they tell the complete truth about who we are and how we got here. For too long, immigrant communities have been the backbone of American cities like San Francisco, but our full stories remain untold in official narratives. The Afghan-American experience spans multiple generations. I see some of the upcoming generation here today, and you are also a part of the story. That recognition matters. From the 1920s to the professionals who came in the 1980s after the Soviet occupation, to the translators and to the allies and the service members who recently came through the special visa program or Operation Allies Welcome since 2021, each wave brought different experiences, different skills, different dreams, but all brought a fundamental courage to start over. So when we officially recognize African American Heritage Month, we're saying our stories, all of our stories matter. Our struggles matter. And they are American stories. They are American struggles. And when we succeed, they are American achievements. We in the African American community have enriched San Francisco in both ways that are visible and invisible, like so many of our communities. In our hospitals, as first responders that you see here today, teachers that inspire the next generation, business owners, entrepreneurs who create jobs and opportunity, not just for other Afghans, but for San Franciscans. But let's be honest about something else. So many of us spend our waking hours in this city, even if we sleep somewhere else, beyond its borders. The Afghan-American Uber and Lyft driver who knows every single dead end in San Francisco and how to navigate downtown at rush hour. The food truck owner who's becoming part of a morning routine for a whole horde of downtown workers. The security guard who for decades has watched over buildings and kept us safe. The small business owners, the entrepreneurs who open early and close late, serving neighborhoods across the city with no discrimination. These are the people who make San Francisco work. These are the people who make San Francisco run. They may drive long distances to get each day. They may live in communities where housing is more affordable. Thank you for your help in that. And they may share hotel rooms for days at a time while they work here. But their labor, their service, their daily presence in the city, that's part of what keeps the city alive. And we're also celebrating them today. Beyond individual achievements, we brought something else to San Francisco, a profound understanding of what it means to preserve culture while embracing change, to maintain identity while building bridges, to rebuild from loss while contributing to something larger than ourselves. I want to acknowledge that sometimes our African-American experience is very complex. For families that arrived in the 80s, there's a pride of what we built for decades. There's grief for what we lost. And for the more recent arrivals, there's gratitude for safety and raw pain from separation. But my point today is San Francisco understands all of that. It completely does, because that's been this city's story for over 150 years. The city has always been home to people carrying both dreams and losses, people building new lives while honoring old traditions, from the soldier who fought in the Civil War to families who came here 100 years ago to those who are among us still working to gain permanent legal status here in this country. We African Americans have demonstrated that we don't have to choose. We don't have to choose between being Afghan and American. We can be both, fully, proudly, wholly. In this current moment, when questions of belonging and community across this country are so hot and so divisive, I think San Francisco stands as proof that something different is possible. We stand as evidence that diversity isn't just our strength. It's what makes us innovative and creative and resilient. Mayor Lurie understands this. His commitment to diverse representation isn't just about fairness. It's about harnessing the full range of perspectives and experiences that make cities like San Francisco vibrant and successful and whole. When we celebrate this month, we're making a statement about what kind of city we choose to be. We're saying that in San Francisco, different perspectives aren't problems to be solved. They're assets to be valued and shared. Cultural connections aren't obstacles to integration. They're bridges that strengthen our ties and our community. But with recognition comes a lot of responsibility for all of us, for the broader community, including our government leaders here. It means moving beyond tolerance to inclusion. It means asking not just, how can you fit into our existing structures? No. It means asking, how can our structures and our thinking expand to embrace your contributions? And for our Afghan American community, finally, this recognition is both an honor and a calling. It's a reminder that our voices matter in shaping this city's future. Our perspectives are on resilience, on community, on maintaining hope in the face of uncertainty. These aren't just Afghan lessons. They're American lessons, they're human lessons, and they're lessons that this city needs to learn over and over again. Now, as we celebrate today, I'm thinking of a lot of young African Americans outside of San Francisco, across towns and small towns and big cities all over America. They will hear about this, and they will hear what we say, and I want to say something really quickly to them. To those people, I would say, your story is still being written. The resilience that brought your families here, that brought my family here, that brought me here as an asylee 40 years ago, those values that sustained us in our transitions, that all lives in you. And this city needs you. It needs your innovation, your perspective, your leadership. And by the way, if you're not here yet, get here. Get here. Because there are dreams here to chase, and there's a place for you. And today really, really affirms that. So I really want to thank you for the privilege of sharing this moment with you. I want to thank Mahnaz, wherever you are, for your leadership and your vision and your relentless commitment to making things like this happen for our community. And I want to thank you for being part of reminding all of us that it's not about belonging to a place. It's about belonging to each other. And that's what events like today's are about. So now it's my honor to introduce someone who understands that San Francisco's strength lies in its people, lies in its communities, and in its commitment to inclusion. Please join me in welcoming the mayor of this amazing city, Daniel Lurie.
That was really inspiring, and I really wish I didn't have to follow that. I'm proud to welcome all of you to City Hall to celebrate Afghan American Heritage Month in the city and county of San Francisco. Today, we honor the culture, resilience, and civic contributions of Afghan Americans. The Bay Area, as you all know, is home to one of the largest Afghan communities in the United States. Families have come here seeking opportunity, safety, and freedom. They bring with them traditions that enrich our neighborhoods, strengthen our economy, and deepen our city's identity. As you just heard, immigration has always been part of San Francisco's story. Throughout the years, our neighborhoods have grown stronger, with communities from around the world leaving a lasting mark. Afghan Americans are part of that legacy, and we remain committed to being a government and a city where all cultures are welcomed. Here in San Francisco, Afghan American organizations have worked tirelessly to support refugees and asylum seekers as they build new lives. These efforts remind us what community looks like at its best. Neighbors helping neighbors with compassion and dignity. We also see that spirit in our first responders, including the Afghan police officers and firefighters attending here today. Thank you all for your service, including my friend, Yosef Azim, the first Afghan sergeant in the SFPD. Today's celebration is made possible by the Afghan American Foundation. This organization leads on policy, advocacy, and representation, ensuring that Afghan voices are heard. I would like to acknowledge three leaders from the foundation who are with us today. You just heard from Board Chair Joseph Azam, Board Vice Chair Mustafa Babak, and Board Treasurer Wida Amir. Thank you, three. Mahanza, thank you very much for your leadership and bringing us all together today. Your dedication to carrying on your culture, including helping establish Afghan American Heritage Month in San Francisco, reflects the pride and spirit of this community. And I'm honored to recognize Durana Elmi, the COO of Simbatica. Where are you? Right here, sorry. There you are. Thank you very much for everything. You made today's celebration possible. Born in Afghanistan, you built a remarkable career in business, and you were named the Female Entrepreneur of the Year in 2024 at the Titan Women in Business Awards. You are an example of resilience and the power of women leaders. Durana, it is my privilege to present to you with this certificate of honor. Please come up here. This afternoon is a chance to reflect on the stories passed down across generations and to celebrate the voices shaping a bold future. From City Hall to the courtroom, from the classroom to the boardrooms, Afghan Americans are deeply woven into the fabric of our city's life. And today, San Francisco celebrates all of you. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie. So most of us are here to hear from on our honoree. There's a lot I could say about Durana, but one of the things I've learned as an Afghan man is that it's always a mistake to speak for an Afghan woman. I'm not going to make that mistake today. What I will say about her and her family is that they are quiet, powerful, impactful people. Yes, she's a business leader. Yes, she's an entrepreneur. Yes, she's a mom and a daughter. But she's also a humanitarian and someone who I know, through reputation, is deeply committed to making life better for people like her and me and her family who got that fresh start in this country. So without further ado, my friend Durana Elmi.
My husband would agree with you on that comment there. Good afternoon, everyone. Standing here today in one of the most historic buildings in one of the most distinguished cities in the world, I am honored. I feel incredible gratitude in my heart. Thank you all for being here. To Mayor Daniel Lurie and every elected official in this room, thank you for your presence. It's not just significant, it's symbolic. It sends a message to every Afghan American watching that our stories matter, our voices belong, and our heritage deserves to be honored. To Manoz Abadi, where is she? There you are. Thank you. You are the heartbeat of this moment. Your vision, your tireless work, your love and your devotion to our community is what has carried us here today. None of this would be possible without your leadership and your light guiding us here. Thank you. To the incredible Afghan community here in the Bay Area, you are the soul of this city. The energy, the color, the culture, and the spirit you bring to San Francisco is unmatched. You've built lives from courage, businesses from nothing, and traditions that continue to breathe life in every corner of the city. You don't just live in the city. You make it vibrant. You make it home. For me, this moment is deeply personal. I am the daughter of Afghan refugees. I am an Afghan immigrant. I know what it feels like to be caught between two cultures, honoring where you came from while trying to search for where you belong. Like many of you, I've walked in rooms where I didn't see myself reflect, where I had to work for every inch of the room that I stood in. But I've also seen the beauty in that duality, the strength in carrying generations of resilience in my heart, the pride in building something from nothing and still giving back. There were times I was underestimated, but I did not allow that to define me. Because every Afghan woman is made of fire and faith. We bend, but we do not break. As I stand here today as a mother, as a businesswoman, as a co-founder and chief operating officer of Symbiotica, I carry with me not just my own story, but the story and the legacy of every woman that's paved the way. I think of the million of Afghan girls who right now, are being denied, denied the right to go to school. Girls who are told that they cannot read, that they cannot learn, and that they cannot dream out loud. That injustice breaks my heart. It fuels my purpose. Because our privilege and our access, our freedom is not just for us. We are here to rise for them. We are here to succeed because of them. And we are here to build doors that when they're finally ready to walk through those doors, the world is ready for them. To every Afghan girl silenced today, please know I and we are speaking for you. We are fighting for you, and you will not be forgotten. I also want to thank the woman who shaped me, my mother, Nahid Kaukab. Watching you raise a family while running a business, juggling everything from grace to grit, you taught me that strength doesn't need to be loud to be powerful. Everything I've built stands on the foundation that you gave to me. I love you, and I thank you for giving me life. My grandmother, Sephora Kaukab, traveled all the way here from Germany to be here today. Whew, thank you. Thank you, Grandma. Thank you for showing me what quiet strength looks like across generations. Your presence is not just meaningful, it's sacred. I thank you for the gift of your time, and I thank you for being here with me today. To my daughters, Yasmin and Ariana, I look to you. I look to you to live a life with purpose and never be forgotten. In your eyes, I see the future that I'm fighting for. I am reminded that everything I do is not just for me, it's for you. It's for the world that you will one day lead. Never forget this, you are the voice of the voiceless. The light in every shadow and the living proof that love and resilience can build it all. You give my life meaning and you've given my journey purpose. Thank you for being here and missing school. And to my husband, Shahab Elmi, ooh, there's so much I can say about you. Your unconditional love, not just for me, but for the Afghan community. It's peerless, valued, and beyond measured. Your support is the foundation that I lean on. Your strength is what I draw from, and your quiet power is what makes it all happen. Thank you endlessly for your love, for your support, and for always standing alongside me. I love you. To the rest of my dear family, my beautiful in-laws, my best friends, my nieces, Kingston and Marlowe, thank you for being here today. Your love is without limits. Your support is my greatest strength. And I thank you for standing not just alongside me, but for being here today. Today, I stand here in honor of every Afghan American that struggled, sacrificed, and soared, for every parent who fled just to give their children peace, for every child who grew up learning not just to translate language, but to translate their dreams. We are not just survivors of history. We are architects of the future. Let this moment serve as a reminder. Our identity is not something to hide, but it is something to hold high. Our culture is not just beautiful, it is powerful. And our presence in this country is not an accident, it's a contribution. Thank you for seeing us, thank you for celebrating us, and thank you for reminding the world that the Afghan spirit is not just alive, but it's thriving. Thank you.
So listening to that, I'm reminded of the fact that our community is unique, but it's not that unique. And it's part of a tapestry in the city of a lot of immigrant communities. And with that in mind, I wanted to welcome our next speaker, who's been a leader in the AAPI community for decades. She's the first South Asian executive director of the AAPI Commission. And particularly in the wake of the 2021 crisis, she and people in her space have been critical allies to the Afghan American community. So it's my honor and privilege to welcome Khadija Alam.
Good afternoon, everyone. Khashe Ray to my Afghan community. Did I say it right? And happy Afghan Heritage Month. My name is Khadija Alam. I am proud to serve the Executive Director of the California Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs. I am truly honored to be here with you on this special day. The California Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs is charged with elevating the political, economic, and social issues of the API communities, and that includes our Afghan American community. I have to remind people of that, that it includes Afghanistan, and we are so proud to represent Afghan American community in the state of California. California is proud to be home to be over 75,000 Afghan Americans and over 7 million Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islanders. And this is according to the census, so that number has changed and increased. Today is such a special day because this is the very first time in all 50 states that the Afghan American Heritage Month is officially recognized, and San Francisco is leading the way. Recognition matters. Representation matters. Many Afghans have come to the United States as immigrants or recent refugees and have had to completely rebuild their lives. I am a proud immigrant myself. I know how that feels. I want to thank the city and the county of San Francisco for not only recognizing Afghan American Heritage Month, but also for their leadership emerging as a sanctuary city for Afghan refugees and evacuees seeking safety, dignity, and opportunity. This resolution is a powerful reminder that Afghan Americans belong. We belong. I want to take this moment to give a special recognition to my dear friend, Mahnaz Ibadi, Mahnaz, you are a rock star. You are a change maker. You are a trailblazer in this community. It is because of your efforts, your representation, this is happening today. And I am so, so proud of what you have accomplished. And I cannot wait to see what you accomplish in the next few years. From Afghan-owned businesses to community organizations to being CEOs of big companies, these establishments symbolize the resilience of the Afghan community in California. And the reality is, the more powerful you are, the louder you are, the represented you are, you will be able to represent those women, those girls back home in Afghanistan. So it is so important for you to be represented in these spaces, not just in City Hall, but in the state of California, in this country, so you can truly represent to the voices of those girls and women that you have talked about, Durana. So on behalf of the California Commission on Asian and Pacific Islander American Affairs, on behalf of the state, I would like to present a certificate of recognition to the Afghan American Foundation. The foundation's mission is to advance the interest of Afghan Americans through their leadership, policy advocacy, and public education and engagement. And thank you so much, Joseph Azam, Mustafa Babak, and Wida Amin for your leadership along with Mahnaz. I'm so proud to be here standing with you today and proud to recognize the Afghan American Foundation. So if I can have...
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're wrapping up soon, and thanks for staying with us and being this with us. But before we do, I wanted to acknowledge actually that we work together in the Afghan American community. So we actually have representatives from other community organizations here today, the Afghan American Community Organization, Afghan Coalition in the East Bay. These are community leaders who do their own special work and contribute tremendously to our community. So I wanted to thank them for being here because I just saw them. So that's important. But two, even though she likes being behind the scenes, I wanted to talk about Mahnaz for a minute. She's a lawyer. I met her because I'm a lawyer too. There aren't a lot of us out there, Afghan American lawyers, but she's also a force. And several years ago, she approached me with this idea of passing a resolution in the city to recognize our community. She didn't just get that done. She drafted it. She edited it. She shopped it. She pushed it. Supervisor Dorsey knows. She advocated for weeks and months to make this happen, to give her community recognition, dignity, and a space to be together. There's a lot of things that you may know about Mahnaz. What you might not know is she's one of the hardest working people out there, certainly in our community, and one of the most selfless, focused, and community-minded leaders that I've met in my community work. So setting aside your humility, which is massive, and just so that your mom and all of us can hear from you, I would love to welcome you to close us out and really want to join in the gratitude that everybody's expressed to you. To you as a leader. Thank you.
سلام دوستای عزیز فامیلای محترم خوش آمدین اسم من مهناز عبادی صمیمی است. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, our elected officials. My name is Mahanaz Ibadi Samimi. I'm an attorney and a legislative aide in this beautiful building, and it is an honor to welcome you to the second annual Afghan American Heritage Month. As I stand before you, I'm reminded that moments like this don't come often. What we're celebrating here today is not just another event. It is a milestone for our community. Never before in all 50 states have Afghan Americans been recognized on such a scale. And what better place than San Francisco, a city where Afghans add to its vitality? First and foremost, I want to thank Mayor Daniel Lurie for his leadership and support in making sure that every community is valued and recognized. To the Afghan American Foundation for their partnership and sponsorship. To our keynote speaker, Dharana Elmi, for being an inspirational force. And a special thanks to Medina Bakes, who curated the amazing pastries we will have shortly. When I was asked what I was going to say when I reached the podium, it was very clear. This moment is not about me. It's about my community. So it's only fitting that I honor some Afghan Americans whose contributions have spanned across fields. And I kindly ask that we hold applause until the end. In public safety, we have Assistant Chief Yusuf Azim. In training with SFPD, we have Ibrahim Raziki. In the Sheriff's Office, we have Deputy Azizullah Shirwani. And in the Fire Department, we have Bilal Mujadidi. In city and state government, we have Haseeb Emran, who serves as a deputy in the Controller's Office and a representative on the Board of Equalization, and Harris Mujadidi, who serves as chair of the AAPI caucus. Dominating the legal field, we have attorneys like Ilham Husseini, Spojmai Nasiri, and Samim Sadat. In arts and entertainment, we have talents like Roha Bibi from Bravo TV's Million Dollar Listing San Francisco, DJ Shabazz, who doesn't need any introduction, and Arian Akbar from CAA. In business, we have leaders like Mehran Sharik from 7BC Venture Capital and Iman Sahibzadeh at Weight and Biases. In the field of medicine, we have Dr. Bayan Zai, Dr. Ibadi, Dr. Nasiri, pharmacists like Khalida Akbar, many of whom have ties to UCSF. Lastly, we must recognize our treasured business owners, including Yusuf Suja and Inayat Salheh, who continue to anchor and uplift our neighborhoods. Although I cannot name everyone, each of you reflect the remarkable impact that Afghan Americans have had in San Francisco and the Bay Area as a whole. I also want to take a moment to thank the people who make my work possible. To my supervisor, Supervisor Matt Dorsey, thank you for always believing in me and every idea I've had and always standing behind me every step of the way. To my incredible interns who couldn't make it, but Leia, Conrad, Tommy, they worked tirelessly to help me make this happen. And most importantly, I want to take a moment to thank my parents. To my father, Hakeem Ibadi, thank you for always believing in me. And to my mother, Razia Samimi. My mother actually migrated from Afghanistan at a very early age, and she instilled in my siblings and I two simple yet very powerful lessons. The first was to be kind to everyone, because we never know the silent battles that someone faces. And the second was to believe that we can become whomever we wanted to be. Little did my mom know that the person that I wanted to be most was her. Now, I will never reach that because my mother is nothing short of extraordinary. But Mom, thank you for showing me the beauty of my community so that I'm able to show everyone the beauty of ours. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our Afghan American Heritage Month. Now let's go eat some pastries.